This is Mental Wellness with licensed therapist Anne-Marie Matthewed. Mental Wellness provides general information regarding mental health. The information is not intended to create a doctor-patient relationship. You're encouraged to consult your own medical provider for advice that applies to your own mental health care. And now, Anne-Marie Matthewed on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hello, I'm Anne-Marie Matthewed, and you're listening to Mental Wellness on WTIC News Talk 1080. And I am from Colchester Counseling Associates, and our contact information is 860-537-5280. And I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And I've been licensed in the state for about 30 years, and I've lived here in Connecticut for my whole life. So thank you for being with me today. Today's topic on our mental wellness journey is going to be evaluating ourselves for a new year. So welcome to 2025. And we want to start to think about what we can do differently in the new year. I know we hear a lot about resolutions this time of year. I don't love the term resolution. I think it can be a little bit of a fad, and some of us will make them because everybody else is making them. But I don't know if we really give them a lot of thought and reflection. And the term resolution, I think, sometimes becomes merely an expectation or almost like a wish. And we kind of jump on the bandwagon with everybody else. But do we really give enough thought to what we say is our resolution? So I like to talk about it a little differently. And I usually ask all my clients to do this around this time of year, is to kind of evaluate how their life is going. And I think when we make resolutions, we often end up feeling inadequate, feeling like a failure, feeling insecure, even guilty if we don't follow through and if we don't sort of complete those resolutions. This exercise that I like to use is a little broader than just sort of a statement of what we're going to do or not do. It's really just talking about going into the new year, having reflected on where we are, where we've been, and where we want to go. And so I think these questions can help anyone if you take time and sort of ponder about them. You know, what worked well this year? What went well with my job? What went well with my family, my relationships? Do I do enough self-care? How is my spiritual life, if that's important to me? If we think about all the facets of ourself, those are just a few. You can throw in finances and parenting and friendship, whatever topics are important to you. You can use this same kind of thinking with whatever topics you choose to use. Because we know that we have lots of different facets of ourselves, right? We have physical, spiritual, emotional, relational, educational, and professional development, financial, all different parts of who we are. How do we like where we're headed? How do we like where we've been? Where were we in 2024? Where do we want to be at the end of 2025? Are there things we wish we could have done differently? Do we have regret that is bothering us? How can we turn that into positive forward thinking? Instead of feeling regretful, how can we sort of change the spin on that and look at it as a motivator, something positive that we can move forward on? You know, it's really being hopeful for the future rather than regretful for the past. So we usually don't get much about being regretful. Sometimes we do learn some lessons and we have to look in the mirror and we have to accept feedback. But most of the time, it's a better mindset to say, you know, I'm going to leave that behind and I'm going to look forward. And I am going to try to do some things differently, but it's because I want to improve myself, not because I want to, you know, be down on myself. It's a good time to reflect on all the parts of ourselves. One of them would be, do I have enough time for me? When we're talking about self-care, that can come in many forms, right? Self-care is things that bring you peace and joy, things that make you feel fulfilled. And that's going to be different for everybody. Some people have a hobby that they enjoy that brings them joy. Some people like to exercise or read a good book or take a bath and light a candle or help others. Everybody's different with what self-care looks like to them. But are you doing enough of it? Are you doing things that are important to you? Things that fill your cup? Things that, again, bring you joy and peace? That would be one question I would love everyone to ask themselves. You know, do I have a passion? If not, maybe brainstorm on things I feel strongly about. For instance, if you love animals or you're interested in saving the planet, how can you engage in activities that mean something to you that fall into that category? Developing a passion will often lead to more self-care, right? Because if you engage in your passion, you're going to be doing that thing that's important to you, that thing that fills your cup, that thing that makes you feel peace and joy. And it's not always easy to carve out the time to do this. Many of us save ourselves for last. And that leads to burnout, increased stress and anxiety, increased depression, and all kinds of other mental challenges if we really have an empty cup. The other thing we can think about is our professional life, or if for those of you in school, you would be your educational life. You know, is there a goal that I need to set to address where I want to be? Am I happy with my career? Am I happy with my professional life? Do I need to do some professional development? Is there something I always wanted to learn about? Maybe it's just on the side. Maybe it's just a topic I always wanted to learn about, photography. Maybe you always wanted to know more about photography. So how can you move forward and allow yourself time to either develop a passion or learn something new as far as your professional growth or your educational growth? Another topic I hear a lot about from clients is, am I who I want to be in my family? Are there relationships that I want to improve? That's a big one. You know, do I feel confident in my relationships with the people around me? Most of the time I hear about this in the context of a family, but sometimes I hear about it with colleagues. So you could use the same questions if you're talking about colleagues at work. But if we're talking about family, for example, you know, how can I be better in my family? Have I gotten feedback that I need to think about? Can I listen better? Can I communicate better? Do the people in my life that mean the most to me know they are important to me? Do I show my appreciation enough to my family? When we think about our families, usually it's pretty complicated. So when you think about the key relationships in your life, do you feel that you're in the best place you can be in those relationships? Do you think there's areas of improvement? And is that something you could do by talking to that person? Or is it something you can do by just changing your reaction to that person? You know, that can be tricky. Sometimes we can improve relationships and the other person doesn't even know we're doing it because we're just focusing on ourselves and we're just changing our reaction to that person. And then sometimes we do need to talk to the person and approach them and say, hey, I'd love to have a better relationship in 2025. I have some ideas of how we could get there. What are your ideas? And you could try to create an opportunity to have that discussion. And maybe at the end of 2025, you'll feel much better about relationships that otherwise were causing you some strife. I'm Anne-Marie, and you're listening to Mental Wellness on WTIC Talk 1080, and we will be right back after this quick break. This is Mental Wellness on WTIC News Talk 1080, and I'm Anne-Marie Matthewd. And we're talking today about questions and things to consider and reflect on as we go into the new year. The next topic I hear a lot about is spiritual life. People discern, is it important to me? How can I enhance it? Regardless of what your beliefs are, I get many clients that really are looking to have an improvement in that part of themselves. Am I spiritual? Do I want to be spiritual? You know, perhaps you can research different churches and groups and beliefs to see where you see yourself fitting the best. And spiritual life really is about getting out there, getting involved in whatever interests you, and seeing if you feel comfortable in that environment. Having a belief system can really go a long way for your mental health. It can guide you and reset you. It can keep you on a certain path. It's sort of like a compass. And I do hear a lot from my clients that they need a compass. They need something higher than themselves to ascribe to. And so that's what they do. They start to research, talk to people, look up different things, visit different groups until they find something that works for them. Another area I hear a lot about is finances. Where would I like them to be? Do I need to make a budget? Or do I need to make adjustments to an existing budget? How is my relationship with money? Do I feel good about my financial picture? You know, there's a plethora of help out there for finances, both online and in person. And it is an important part of living the best quality life that you can live. Oftentimes when people have financial stress, that really decreases their mental wellness. That can lead to depression and anxiety. So taking stock of your financial picture and seeing if there's ways that you can improve so that you feel more at peace with it is a wonderful thing to do when you start a new year. The other thing I think it's important for all of us to think about as we go into a new year is, how do I view myself? What's my view of myself? Do I find myself being self-critical? Are there areas about me that I don't like, that I'd like to improve? And the areas about me that I do like, am I using those strengths in the best way I can? Am I giving back to the world around me? Or if I'm having trouble liking myself, do I engage in negative self-talk? Do I see the glasses half empty instead of half full? And how can I change some of those negative things I think about myself? And one of the great ways to do that is to use your support systems. Use people you trust, people you confide in, whether that be your therapist or your friend or a family member or a colleague, whoever it is, and talk with them a little bit. Get some feedback from them. You know, ask them some honest questions. We always feel great if we improve ourselves. It actually feels really good, even if it's a little small improvement. The other thing we think about this time of year a lot is a bucket list. Right? We hear lots of talk about, I'm going to have a new bucket list for this year. You know, if you have a bucket list, great. Are you progressing on it? Do you have action steps you're taking to achieve the things that you want to achieve. And if you don't have a bucket list, do you want one? You know, maybe you have a brainstorming session. You get some paper out, you use some colored markers, or if you're a computer person, you use Excel or whatever other online platform, whatever works for you, and just start throwing ideas out, things that maybe you haven't even thought about, and creating your bucket list that you can use over time, not just over 1 year. You know, make it fun. Be creative. You can even draw pictures on paper. You don't even have to use words. You know, are there things in this world that I would like to see or do in my lifetime? And that hopefully can be fun. You can have fun with that, and it can be kind of your own little compass moving forward. You know, I love the saying, life is a journey, not a destination. I really think that that is every bit true. You know, what we're trying to do is just make small steps in the right direction. We're not trying to design our whole journey, just today's part of the journey. As long as we're always improving and moving forward, that's all we can ask of ourselves over time. And that is good enough. And we need to tell ourselves that that's good enough. So remember that as you're answering these questions and doing these exercises. Another thing that's great to look at is, how's your physical health? Are you happy with your body and accepting of yourself? Are you living the healthiest life you can live? And that's going to look different for different ages, right? If you're 25, it's going to look different than if you're 65. But how can you live your healthiest life and take care of your body? Because your body and your mind, as we know, are connected. So your mental wellness is 100% connected to your physical wellness. If you ask people who struggle with health issues or illness, it really changes their mental perspective. And so if you have that challenge, that is a way to try to accept what you're dealing with and see how you can still live your best life. And if you don't have physical or health challenges, lucky you. And how can you stay that way? How can you take care of your body? What I hear a lot from my parent clients is, how is my parenting? You know, parenting, we usually experience a lot of anxiety as parents. We'll be talking about that in a different segment. But as a little check-in for the new year, if I'm a parent, how do I think my parenting is going? If you're sharing parenting, ask your partner. If your kids are too small. If your kids are older, ask your kids. Hey, how do you think I'm doing? What do you think we could improve in our family? Get some feedback and maybe give them some feedback. You know, reflect on how your kids are doing, areas that you might want to see them do better. How can you get there? What supports can you reach out to? Nowadays, there's a lot of support for parents. You either have your own supports, or there's play groups and educational talks and schools and youth services, and they all have programs. Most towns have free parenting resources, and in Connecticut, you can call 211 and they will help you in finding free resources. Your pediatrician office can help you, and your child's school. You definitely do not have to go it alone when it comes to parenting. So again, these things can be big or small steps. I like them to be bites out of a larger pizza, is what I like to call it. Don't set too lofty of goals and expectations, rather small, manageable steps that you can put on a positive, growing continuum. As long as you're making progress, that's what counts. And remember again, life is a journey, not a destination. In a future session, we'll be talking about mindfulness and how we can stay in the present moment. And that will also help keep us on the right path and thinking about things in a more mentally well manner. So thank you for listening today. This is Anne Marie Matthewd, and I'm on WTIC News Talk 1080 talking about mental wellness. And our contact information is Colchester Counseling Associates, 860-537-5280. And I hope you have a great day.
This has been Mental Wellness with Anne Marie Matthewd. Be sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next Mental Wellness on WTIC News Talk 1080. Till then, stay well.